In the new movie Brother, Omar Epps plays a petty crook who befriends a modern-day samurai, a mysteriously intense, brutal, and funny Japanese gangster named Yamamoto, who's recently come to the United States. His character is played by the noted Japanese film and television star Takeshi Kitano. Yamamoto doesn't say much, but he manages to steal just as many scenes as he shoots his way through. Now, in this scene, Mr. Epps' character, Denny, tries to teach Yamamoto, who incidentally does not speak English, a game of craps.
This time, I got 2 and 4 at 3-1 odds, all right? So if I get one of them, that's 3 times, okay? All right? Let's see what you got now. Playa, come on. Come on.
6.
Nah. Ain't nobody gonna get 6 twice in a row. Something wrong with these dice, man.
This is the 9th film that Takeshi Kitano has directed and starred in, the first to gain wide release in the United States. Our entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell joins us from New York City. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And is there something that lifts Brother from standard gangster movie fare?
There is, actually. The deadpan of Kitano, who is not an emotional character. Generally, you think about gangster pictures, they're all about these sort of fireballs who play on audience sympathy. And Kitano is such a sort of passive, seemingly implacable character that it's the tension he brings, those very slight sort of twitches and shifts of emotion that make him a different kind of actor. He plays it actually as if he's playing comedy and is the straight man while all this chaos is unfolding around him.
What's the story?
He is basically come to the United States to try to help out his younger brother who's involved in some, let's say, perfidy, and ends up befriending a bunch of guys, including Omar Epps, whom he attacks at first. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, there are a group of gangsters who flick their own vengeance upon him. There, that's it. Thank you, everybody. Drive safely.
Well, yeah, you could have stopped earlier than that, but...
Oh, thank you.
No. I'm grateful for the information. I'm sorry I haven't seen the picture yet, but Takeshi Kitano is known as a comedian principally in Japan, isn't he?
Well, his nickname was Beat Takeshi because he was part of a Japanese comedy team called the Two Beats a while ago and went from doing that into making these movies that use that kind of similar persona. But, you know, what he does in these movies, they're really about the kind of the most bizarre and explosive eruptions of violence that just come out of nowhere. And the fact that he manages to maintain this calmness, it creates this tension. And he's also a strangely charismatic figure by lack of doing so little. He's a very, very elegant, almost a kind of a... If Fred Astaire didn't move, he'd be Takeshi Kitano.
Are we seeing a proliferation of movies that are trying to insert a samurai theme? I mean, I'm thinking of the John Frankenheimer's picture, Ronin, the Jim Jarmusch picture, Ghost Dog.
Yeah, that's definitely kind of about the sort of the Bushido code, this code of honor that holds these guys together. No matter what they do, they have to deport themselves in a certain way so that when inevitably the other criminals do act like criminals, it's kind of about this integrity they have that does them in. And it's very much in Brother, kind of an East meets West, where the rituals and the code that Kitano follows educates these young men, including Omar Epps, about another way to behave. That's not about just being gangsters, but that you can believe in the guys that brought you to the party. And when that meets the kind of the Western, by any means necessary, behavior of gangsters, then that creates the most trouble.
We mentioned Jim Jarmusch's picture, Ghost Dog. Let's play a clip from it. Forrest Whitaker.
If one were to say in a word what the condition of being a samurai is, its basis lies first in seriously devoting one's body and soul to his master. Not to forget one's master is the most fundamental thing for a retainer.
Curious about something. Between Forrest Whitaker in Ghost Dog and now Omar Epps in Brother, can we make something of the fact that they're African-American actors who are appearing in these samurai-themed films?
I think we can. I think that what Jarmusch wanted to do in Ghost Dog is kind of play on the African-American fascination with Eastern culture. You have to think of, you know, the Wu-Tang Clan, who take their name from a series of not samurai movies, but Hong Kong action pictures, which, again, kind of follow the same kinds of codes and sort of show a displacement of the outlaw figure who has no one left to trust but other outlaws. Mm-hmm. And how, when he doesn't even have them anymore, he's the loneliest man in the world because all he has to sustain him is his code. And the fact that there's the one man, the lonely hero who has to do what's right no matter what happens, that translates very easily to any kind of culture.
I have been told that Takeshi Kitano had a role in one of my favorite pictures, actually, since the time we've been on the air, which is Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence.
It's a wonderful movie, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's also got a great performance by Ryuichi Sakamoto, and perhaps...
Who was the director and wrote the music, right?
He wrote the music, absolutely. And also the best David Bowie performance ever.
Yeah.
And these guys from these different disciplines in that movie, just thinking about that Ramrod Street posture of David Bowie's and Kitano's terseness and the sort of pain that he communicates in really minute ways.
Yeah.
And what's wonderful about that picture is that it's this kind of shorthand that these guys who all are icons in different fields can communicate. And that's what Kitano has to offer, because he's not only an actor, he's a presence. And the movie is built around him, and he, as the writer-director, he knows how to play those strengths. But it also goes to show, too, when it's a movie like Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, in which the director knows how to use him, and he's got other performers who know what their strengths are, he can be incredibly successful.
Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Elvis Mitchell, our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition, also film critic for the New York Times, speaking with us from New York.